Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm interviewing Peggy Dougherty Snyder, a licensed psychologist with over 35 years of clinical experience in private practice, and the author of The 10-Minute Cognitive Workout, How to Manage Your Mood and Change Your Life in 10 Minutes a Day. Welcome, Peggy. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with defining cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, for our listeners in easy-to-comprehend terms. What is CBT, and why did you specialize in it?
A basic tenet of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is that our thoughts and our emotions are intimately related.
Right.
However, our thoughts govern and direct our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to change a particular emotion, what you need to do is change your thought. And in working with clients, I discovered that they have had negative, irrational, or dysfunctional thoughts. And by changing these thoughts into positive, rational, functional thoughts, in that process, their emotions would change. And when you change your emotions, it follows that your behavior can also change. And I found it a very effective way to work with clients.
Now, does this mean that you do not go into their past, their history, you know, the more Freudian model? Does it stay at that superficial level, or does it go into history?
It stays at that level. When I was a beginning psychotherapist, I used a psychodynamic orientation and talked a lot about their childhood and upbringing and relationships with family members. And I pretty much abandoned that technique, and I found it much more efficient and effective to use cognitive behavioral therapy technique that I'm describing today.
And it's supported by research.
Very much supported by research, more than other orientations and techniques.
Fascinating. So your book, published by Horizons Press in 2013, teaches this one simple, easy-to-learn exercise designed to improve mood, manage stress, and change behavior. What feedback have you received from readers and clients about the effectiveness?
I've been very gratified by the feedback because I've discovered that there are so many different situations that the workout is very effective with. For example, one reader who has been diagnosed with breast cancer and is in chemotherapy, and that will be followed by radiation, uses the workout to help her cope with the illness. A person in AA told me, and this person happens to be a sponsor. She's a long-term member of AA, so she has a few people as her sponsorees. She bought several of the books because she thinks it's ideal for people in Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I think it would be applicable to other 12-step programs. And for more everyday things, just coping with everyday stress, people have reported that it's very effective. One reader said that she had reached a point where she wasn't getting as much done or being very productive, and she uses the workout to help her be more productive every day. And she said it's such a short investment of time for such a big reward.
Yeah, that leads me to my next question. How long does it take to start? Is it really 10 minutes that you can start to notice it?
The exercise takes 10 minutes.
Okay, so how long before you start noticing the effectiveness of the practice?
A lot of people report noticing it in a day or two.
Really?
Maybe in a few more days than that. It might depend on what they're working on. It involves writing down cognitive workout statements, which the person creates, but the book has many, many examples of these statements, and then reading them out loud at least once. I recommend reading them 3 times a day. So if you read them 3 times a day, the process of internalizing them is facilitated, and the effectiveness then would increase in that way.
Okay. Well, thanks for those examples. Makes it a lot clearer. You're also an award-winning playwright of more than 30 productions, which have been performed in New York City, San Diego, Los Angeles, Houston, San Francisco, Great Britain, Toronto, and elsewhere. What are your plays about, and how does your writing process change when doing this kind of work?
Well, this is my first nonfiction book. I've been a playwright for, maybe 13 or 14 years.
So this was the change.
This was the big change. Mm-hmm. My plays all deal with relationships, either family relationships or romantic relationships. They are all comedies except,
oh, really?
Except for one. And the one that isn't a comedy has not had a production yet, so maybe I ought to stick to comedies. And it's just really fun to see your work produced and see it live on a stage.
Right, and you're always writing about people and psychology and relationships, it sounds like.
Yes, yes.
Well, speaking of that, you're now working on a novel. Is that also about relationships? Could you give us a teaser about the book and when you expect your novel to become available?
The novel, it's a comic novel, I hope, about a writer living in Los Angeles, and writing is her passion. And the single-minded pursuit of this passion kind of throws her perspective off and her life out of balance. And there are many comic complications mm-hmm. that come out of that. And it's really fun writing it. I'm hoping to finish it at the end of this year, the beginning of 2015. So when it will be published, it'd be great if it were in 2015,
right.
So maybe towards the end of 2015.
Now, is your protagonist based on anyone you know, or is it at all autobiographical?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't know where I came up with the idea of a female writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we look forward to seeing it. One last question. What is a very effective application described in the 10-minute cognitive workout? In other words, could you give us an example of the kind of affirmation that you might repeat 3 times a day? Can you actually tell us an example?
Well, a simple example would be, what if the person would like to work out more?
Okay.
Either go to the gym or take walks or whatever type of exercise he or she prefers. Some examples of workout statements would be, I am going to the gym today. I am working out today. The statements are constructed based on 4 really simple rules. So that's really critical that you follow the rules, and they're really simple, but they're in the present tense and they use the ing form of the verb.
Okay.
So it's as if the behavior is already occurring, which might not be true, but as you are writing it mm-hmm. and then saying it out loud to yourself, it's becoming true. So I am working out today. I'm going to the gym today. I'm enjoying mm-hmm. exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to going to the gym. Those kinds of statements. And they really have a big effect on your behavior and how you feel about exercising.
Yeah, it's reinforcing the idea that words are powerful.
Yes. And the subconscious mind is so powerful.
Well, our time is up, Peggy, but thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
If you would like more information on Dr. Peggy Snyder and her work, please visit her Facebook page at the 10-Minute Cognitive Workout / Peggy D. Snyder. And that's Snyder. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.